find people in life that have what you want.
Yeah.
And then study them, reverse engineer their success. What did they do to get to this end result? And then just go do it. Like one of my things that I said in 2012, I said, if you say what people say and do what people do, eventually you'll get what people have.
Yeah.
Like, okay, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Like Kobe Bryant studied Michael Jordan. Like,
that's right.
This is in sports. This is in acting. This is in entrepreneurship. That's what I've done literally my entire career. When I wanted to make, you know, 100 grand a year, I found people making 100 grand a year, and I followed suit.
What up, the Entrepreneur DNA family? We are back with a heater. This is going to be fire. If you are not where you want to be in life or in business, my guest today will change that just in this episode. My friend, Alex Morton Mindset is here. What is up, dog?
What's up, dude? Good to see you, man. I'm glad we finally could figure out the scheduling and get up in here.
Make it happen, dude. If you guys are not following my friend right now, you need to immediately. This guy has made impact on hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of people across the entire globe.
Yeah. 76 countries. I've spoken in front of over a million people. Damn. And built businesses into the millions of people.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Dude, you are something special, and I'll tell you, I am so impressed with what you've been able to do at such a young age.
Thank you.
And I know you probably would think you're not young, but you still are, bro. I got 10 years in you.
35, man. I feel like I was 18 yesterday.
That's right.
But also, kudos to you, you know, Real Estate Empire. Yeah. This show has been top 10 forever.
Yeah.
You're crushing it, man. Appreciate so it. Good to know you.
Yeah.
Fired
good
up.
Good to know you. This is going to be fun. New friendship. This is what it's all about now. If you don't know him, again, go follow him, Alex Morton Mindset. But we're going to get into the mindset of things, right? This show is called The Entrepreneur DNA.
Love it.
My first question to you right now, and you've made an impact on hundreds of thousands, spoken in front of millions of people. What is that thing? What is the DNA that is the difference between those that don't and those that do?
I really think it's desire. I think you could take anybody in the insurance space, the real estate space, network marketing, direct sales, whatever it is, you can teach them how to open prospects, present the opportunity, close, onboarding, all the physical stuff.
Yeah.
Me and you can sit down with somebody for, you know, a day mastermind and be like, hey, this is A to Z, 1 to 100. The difference between winners and everybody else, and it might sound cliche to a lot of people, but it really is desire. And when you look at Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill, chapter one, desire is the starting point of all achievement. Not some achievement, it's all achievement. Because at some point as an entrepreneur, regardless of what the business or industry is, you're going to get hit with shit storms, challenges, problems. And the ones that have that burning desire to push through and prevail, they're the ones that eventually win.
Bro, you couldn't have said it better. So I have my 5 laws of success, and I've given this to every single person sitting in that seat, right? So the first law that I have is decide what you want and who you need to be to get it. That's number one, because who you need to be to get it is seldom talked about.
Right.
Number two is then you got to commit to it. Number three, take massive action. Number four, be extremely uncomfortable. And number five, remove your time expectation on the result you're trying to achieve. You will be the next Tony Robbins. You will have 60,000 people every freaking weekend. I know that about you, just because I've been around you this
far,
you know?
Yeah.
My point being is what you just said about desire, that's that number one. What do you actually want and who do you need to be to get it? What are your thoughts about those 5?
I love it. It's right on point. Yeah. I mean, if you would ask me, hey, man, what's your 5 laws? I'd probably say a lot of the same because, you know, again, in today's world, especially with social media, all these podcasts, the, you know, mass media, the CNNs and the Foxes and the NBCs, a lot of people, they think they want certain things, but they really don't even want those things.
Yeah.
Because when I started as an entrepreneur building businesses, I thought everybody wanted to be a multimillionaire. But that's actually not true.
Yeah.
I go down to Mexico. I've been in Lagos, Nigeria. I've been in Cairo, Egypt. And they're thinking, Alex, an extra $1,000 a month changes our entire family's life, right?
That's right.
So it's important to really know what it is you want. You know, my mentor, Bob Proctor, one of the first things when we sat down, I was 21. I was making $400 a month. He said, what do you really want? And I started rattling off a bunch of stuff. And he said, yeah, but what do you really want? I feel like there's a lot of, oh, I want the cars and the watches and the lifestyle. But underneath that, there's got to be deeper reasons why you're doing the things you're doing and really getting clear on what it is you actually want. And then he talked about being uncomfortable. Dude, it sucks sometimes.
Bro, it sucks a lot of the time. Shit sandwich. I call it shit sandwiches.
Yes, yeah.
You've eaten them. I've eaten them. We've eaten more than most people can handle. It sucks sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, I remember traveling, you know, the country, sleeping on Howard Johnson motels. I remember one time, shittiest hotel ever. Like, I slept with all my clothes on, socks and shoes, because there was, like, brown stuff all over the shower. And I'm like, dude, I don't want to be, I don't want to have to stay here. That's like, I want to get up here so at least we can go stay at a Holiday Inn.
So, yeah, you know, that's the next level, right?
At some point, right? But, you know, those five laws are incredible, man. And all of that lines up with a lot of the spiritual sides of success too, right? It goes back to, you can teach people the physical fundamentals of building a business, but the ones that, like you were talking about, you know, Bedros and, you know, the Ed Milets of the world, it's they understand the spiritual side. And the spiritual side, it is your desire. It is your thinking. It is your emotional, you know, vibrational output into the ether, into the universe. Like I think that is more important than teaching somebody how to, you know, learn the rebuttals.
Well, you mentioned Bob Proctor being one of your coach, and you were making $400 a month. How did you get to have Bob Proctor?
God, man, God.
At $400 a month.
I'm in my first direct sales company. I hit $400 a month. I was like the only young kid in the company, and I was speaking well. And the CEO's like, hey, we were in Arizona.
Yeah.
And he goes, hey, hop on my jet today. I'm taking you to Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm like, okay, this is insane, right? I know you're on a private jet. What?
Right.
So I'm there. He brings me on stage in front of maybe, I don't know, 500 people.
Okay.
I tell my story. My name's Alex. I'm 21. I'm from Ohio. I go to Arizona State. I got in this business and life's amazing now, blah, blah, blah. I get off the stage. I go to the water fountain outside the conference center. And here comes this man. I didn't know who he was.
Sure.
White hair.
Yeah.
Full suit, always suited up.
Yeah.
And he comes up to me and he literally just starts staring at me. And I was like, yo, who's this guy? And he goes, looks at me and he said, you can go very far in this business.
Mm.
And he just walks away. I go back in the room and I'm talking to like some of our team members, like this weird old guy came up to me. And then like the next speaker, they're like edifying him like he's, you know, the second coming of God.
Yeah.
And he walks on stage and I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
So then we connected, and thankfully his wife was a part of that company.
Mm.
He said, if you work with my wife's young people,
that's it.
I'm going to coach you for free. And I was like, dude. And then we built an
exchange of value.
10-year relationship. He was texting me on his deathbed during COVID, right? So that biggest blessing of mentorship ever, Bob Proctor.
You know, it's an exchange of value. He saw something in you and said, you can help my wife change a lot of people's lives.
Yeah.
And obviously he being the GOAT. Right. And so,
yeah,
I think that is so impressive. And this goes back to the energy you vibrate with, and people get attracted to that. Right. I mean, you are irrefutable, like your energy when you walk into rooms and who you are and even your engagement right now, it vibrates so high. You're just going to naturally attract people.
Right.
And a lot of people are going to say, yeah, but it's easy for Alex. Look at his watch. Look where he's at today. Look at how much money he's made. That's easy for him. What do you tell the people that want to point to that and say, oh,
I say you're completely wrong, because the way it works, it's be, do, and then have.
Mm.
So when I was 21, I get started in business and I see physically see people making $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $80,000 a month. I no longer needed faith because I can see it.
Yeah.
I can hear it. I can touch these people. I needed to believe in myself, right? And then what I teach the people I coach now, you have to act as if, not fake it, not, you know, fake the whole lifestyle and fake the cars and fake the girls and fake.
Throw it all on the credit cards and fake money.
It's a completely different thing.
Yeah.
Acting as if is saying, you know what? Hey, Dar, what do you want? I want $10,000 a month. Awesome. If you were making 10 grand a month right now, how would you walk, talk, act, think, shake somebody's hand, eye contact, self-image, self-confidence? When would you wake up? When would you go to bed? So what happens is the subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between real and imagination. So when I got a hold of this information through Bob and I started studying this stuff, I would go meet prospects in Scottsdale.
Yeah.
And they thought I was making $8,000 to $10,000 a month when I was making a couple $100 a month.
Because how you held yourself.
Because I was talking about the vision and this is what we're doing. We're changing the world. We're going to reprogram the youth's minds of America.
Sure.
Right, to get them out of this slave mentality from college. We're going to get them into the entrepreneurship world. I'm making a couple $100 a month.
Yeah.
But I was vibrating up here and people were attracted to it and they got started. And then it went, you know, to 10 guys in a dorm room, two joined with me, one quit, one stayed. 4 years later, we had 96,000 people, customers in our organization. Yeah.
That's insane. That is an insane story. As someone that's building communities, I've built a community, I'm currently actively rebuilding a new community. Those numbers are wild, what you can do in 4 years. That's another thing that I think I want to talk into is the fifth law to me is the expectation of when you achieve the result. How many, again, your story about the hotel is a perfect, how many people would go sleep in that damn hotel? You know what I mean? But they're not willing to stay in the game long enough to win the game.
Right.
In four years, you have 96,000 people.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Because listen, all the tests we go through, one day, you know, I tell people your tests are going to be your testimony. Mm. Like now when I get on stages all over the world, I'm not talking about, oh, I have a Rolls Royce and I live in my neighbor's Birdman and Damon John and Sunny Isles, Florida. Because no one gives a shit about any of that stuff. Yeah. I'm like, yo, I was a broke college kid.
Yeah.
Right? Everyone told me, everyone said, no, these things don't work. It's bullshit. It's a scam. My own professors told me, Dr. Filer, macroeconomics professor, he goes, Alex, you will never make money in business unless you understand the fundamentals of the macroeconomics of this country, because I got a D on some exam. So the point on the whole time situation is you don't know when that seed is going to turn into, you know, a bountiful harvest, right? I have some people I work with, they didn't make money for 2, 3, 4. My business partner today, he's made tens of millions of dollars now. 5 years in a row working the business full time, he never made six figures.
Wow.
And what if he would have quit? Wow. Oh, entrepreneurship doesn't work. I'm going to go work at, you know, Wells Fargo Bank, whatever.
Yeah.
So people listen to this. Real estate, insurance, direct sales, whatever it is you're doing. Yeah. Videographer.
That's right.
Keep putting in the work.
Yeah.
Keep believing in yourself. Like, people, oh, yeah, believe. Yeah, it's positive mindset bullshit. It's not positive mindset bullshit. By the way, buddy, everything in this studio began in the mind of somebody else.
That's right. No doubt.
Cameras, computers, microphones, watches, shoes. Everything begins in the mind. You can't argue this because that's laws of the world. Like, that's right. Like, come
it's
on, man.
Science, right? I mean, the reality is someone thought of it and they made this carpet, that chair, our watches, this TV, right? Like, it had to come from the thought.
Correct. So it's like whatever your goals are, you need to put it in your subconscious mind first. Act as if you already have it. You're already holding it physically. And then you're going to attract the people, places, opportunities, mentors, relationships you need to take you where it is you want to go.
There's no doubt.
And don't worry about when you're going to get it. Just keep going.
What stops people? What is the biggest thing that is stopping people from taking that advice?
I mean, it's got to be fear.
Sure.
Fear of the unknown, fear of, I didn't even know that existed, but there's people tell me, like, what if I make it?
What if I'm successful and make money?
And it took me, I'm like, okay, I get that though.
Yeah.
You know, oh, like, what if I actually do get there? Like, what's life look like? Or what if I don't get there? What's life look? It's like, listen, you can play these little, you know, movies in your mind all you want, but all you're doing is that time you're spending thinking about how scared you are and how fearful you are. You could be putting that time into your daily methods of operation you need to be taking to actually creating your dream life.
I've heard there's three major fears in our world, right? And there's a lot of fears, but there's fear of taking action. Like, what if I fail, which is the common one. There is fear of doing it alone. This is where the community, this is where the culture, this is where you and I thrive, right? We can build 96,000 people in our organization, right? And then this one I'm really impressed with. My coach was saying, then there's fear of staying the same. The people who have fear of staying the same, those are the people that can go achieve. Because a lot of times they work out of fear of the stick versus fear of the carrot or wanting the carrot.
Right.
And I feel like I'm very much built that way too. I am never sad. Like, the goalpost just keeps going down the damn road. There's never like, oh, I made it concept for me. Because I thank God or whoever you want to believe in brought us here to be the best version of ourselves all the time.
I agree.
Every day to keep growing, to keep challenging, right? So I want to talk into those people, the people that are sitting there like, I'm tired of being broke busted. I'm tired of just being, right? I'm tired of just existing.
Yeah.
I want you to speak to those people right now. Like, what do they need to go do?
Well, first off, you need to find a right environment, community, a good center of people that also want to go to the next level, or even better, find someone or a group of guys or girls, right, that have what you want. Like Bob always told me, find people in life that have what you want.
Yeah.
And then study them, reverse engineer their success. What did they do to get to this end result? And then just go do it. Like one of my things that I said in 2012, I said, if you say what people say and do what people do, eventually you'll get what people have.
Yeah.
Like tell, like that's what it is.
Yeah.
Like Kobe Bryant studied Michael Jordan. Like
that's right.
This is in sports. This is in acting. This is in entrepreneurship. That's what I've done my entire career. When I wanted to make, you know, 100 grand a year, I found people making 100 grand a year and I followed suit. Then it was 100 grand a month, and then blah, 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 right? Kept scaling up because there's people already doing the things that me and you want to be doing. There's people already doing the things that people watching this are already doing.
Yeah.
But you got to also find a real good vehicle.
That's
true. You know, you can be charged up and motivated and inspired to listen to this podcast every single morning, but if you don't have an, I call it unlimited earning potential.
Yeah.
Vehicle, company, opportunity, something, it's going to be tough, man.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
So you got to find, you know, maybe it's real estate, maybe it's direct sales, something. There's got to be something to where Alex and Justin can go produce certain results and reap certain amounts of money.
Wouldn't you say almost any vehicle, as long as you are an entrepreneur in that vehicle? 100%. And I even say like a realtor, like you might hang your license with EXP or KW in the realtor space.
Right.
I'm not a realtor, but it's still your business.
Yeah.
You still have the opportunity to have unlimited amount of income, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
My cousins are real estate agents in Miami. They're 7 figures a year as real estate agents.
Right.
So it's possible.
And then there's even levels to that, right? The Ryan Hurt Sirhans and all of these people that you would even argue, everyone on TV, we don't really know, but we're making some assumptions. We got to meet Ryan at Clever Summit, right? But I think that's what a lot of people have to understand. Let's talk to the downside. You and I have done a pretty good job branding ourselves. Social media being a massive tool for people like you and me. It also can be a really big negative for other people.
For sure.
Talk about that.
Well, people compare themselves,
number
one. And what do they say? Comparison is the thief of all joy.
That's right.
So, and I'm guilty of this too. Like sometimes I'll get pissed and agitated and my wife will be like, Alex, these guys are double your age, dude. You're fucking mad about you don't have a jet. It's like, dude, he's double your age.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Doing it longer.
And I'm like, yeah. Like, you're right. Okay. So social media is a tool.
Yeah.
Right? I think everybody should be building a brand of themselves.
That's right.
At some degree, every company, every person, even if you're like an employee, I think everyone should be out there. Hey, this is who I am. This is what I stand for. This is what I'm about. Because eventually down the road, you're going to be doing something to where you need an environment, a community, a group of people that are hopefully going to be supporting you in whatever endeavor it might be. It might be, you know, one of your children get a really bad disease and they get sick and you need a crown fund, $100,000. I know that sounds very extreme, but it's like when people say, oh, I don't need a brand, but you don't know what tomorrow holds.
Yep. No,
you don't know. You don't know.
Even if you're an employee, W-2 employee, someday you probably won't want to be. I don't know a whole lot of people that are like fired up to be a W-2. Like, you know what I mean? Even the people that make a lot of money, maybe you're making 700 grand a year as a whatever, accountant or CEO or whatever. You're not necessarily fired up.
Correct.
At some point, you might want to make that journey out.
Right.
Maybe you hear Alex. Maybe you hear me. Maybe you hear whatever. And you say, you know what? I'm going to start a side hustle. But that side hustle needs a brand to go along with it.
For sure.
Who are you? What do you do? And what are you looking for?
Yeah.
That's what I always say.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think people got to just be able to discern, you know, social media is great for these things, but over here, don't spend too much time on it. Mm-hmm. Like the whole scrolling analysis paralysis. I don't have TikTok on my phone.
I just don't have
TikTok, whatever, right? But on Instagram, now they have suggested reels. And if you sit there, it's the same shit as TikTok.
That's
dude.
Right.
And it's on purpose.
Yeah.
How can we trap Justin today for 12 minutes to eventually he sees an ad for a protein bar or a cold plunge and he gets his credit card out and buys this thing?
That's right.
So get on there, post. And I tell people, whoever your mentors are, turn on their post notifications.
Yeah.
Like when Tony Robbins' account posts, I get the content. Grant, Ed, Rob Dyrdek's a buddy of mine. Like when they post, I want to see what they're talking about.
Yep.
But I don't care to see what all the broke homies down the street are rapping about, talking about, bullshitting. I don't give a damn.
Yeah, yeah. There's
so
no doubt.
Use it as a tool for financial increase and personal development, but then push the other crap to the side.
So there's a term I like to use is info diet. What is your daily info diet? Because we all know you can't, like fitness-wise, you can't outwork out a bad diet.
Right.
So if you work out 3 times a day, but you're eating pizza and donuts and Coca-Cola, and at night you have 6 beers, you're not going to be in shape. I don't care how much you work out.
Yeah.
Same thing mentally. What are you ingesting mentally to change the result of where you want to go, right? What is your actual info diet? Who is not listening to Alex Morton Mindset? Well, you are now.
Yeah.
So I'll say that because it literally is as fundamental as that. The dancing, the cuteness of TikToks or the all the other things, there's only a handful of people that I'll actually go look at with social media.
Right.
You, Ed, you named many of them, right? It's because I believe that community, you guys are now my community. Not everyone can say that, but like my community will always elevate me.
Right.
Right.
Of course.
And that's going to be something that's super pivotal for people is if you want more, then be intentional at least the time that you're spending on the info side. What are you digesting every day, right?
You look at the word television, like simple stuff. They tell us what's going on.
Yeah.
Like the word television is television. You turn that thing on, you're getting a vision, their vision told to you. Most of the time, it is negative. Most of the time, it is lies. Most of the time, it's massive manipulation. We just got off this election cycle. I mean, good God.
Oh, my God.
You turn on certain channels and you're like, none of that is even real.
Yeah. Yeah,
and then you have people, I have people in my own family that believe narratives of certain things. And I'm like, this is insanity.
Totally. It's insanity.
So if you're not, listen, if you're not programming yourself, you're leaving your mind open to get programmed by the machine.
Yep.
The machine that wants you, what, sick, broke, unhappy, addicted to porn and prostitutes and bullshit and drugs. It's like, dude, if you don't protect yourself, you could fall victim too.
That's right. And that's where you have to make the choice. I think the thing that most people have to recognize, and you do a great job even speaking on stage and everything you're doing, is it is always a choice. If you're not happy with where you're at,
change.
And it's one choice at a time. People want to say, oh, I have this big life overhaul. I got to do it. No, you don't. No, you don't. It is as simple as like I talk about sleep and waking up early, right? I believe in waking up early because I want more personal time. As a father and a husband, and I run multiple businesses, not a lot of Justin time. So I choose to do that for personal time. But for those that aren't where they want to be, you should be doing it just to be more productive, right? So my argument is one simple change of these people is 15 minutes. If you wake up at 8 a.m., which can get you to work by 9, start waking up at 7:45. The next week, 7:30. The next week, 7:15. It's small changes.
Mm.
It's not this big overarching try to eat an elephant, right?
Right.
What can entrepreneurs do? Or what about aspiring? What about the people that you are fucking pouring into day in and day out? Aspiring entrepreneurs, what are the small changes that you can help them with?
Well, I teach them. It's like, listen, everyone has desires and they have distractions.
Mm-hmm.
Like your desires are about your goals, your vision, this dream life, the car you want, the homes you want, the vacations you want to take your family on, all these different things. But over here, there's probably a long list or a short list of potential distractions. So if I'm working with, you know, a lot of the people in our organization, they're probably in their 20s. They're younger, right? I'm still on the younger side. I'm older than a lot of these guys, but I'm not 45 yet, right? Yeah, and then they're going to call me like the old guy.
That's right.
But I'm like, listen, what are the things you spend time on every single day that add zero value to the future version of you?
Mm.
Well, I watch all these Netflix series. Okay. Well, I'm on all these little dating apps and Tinder and all this bullshit every single. Okay. Video games. Okay. Yeah, I get high 5 times a week with my homies and then we sit on the couch and eat potato chips and, you know, talk about nonsense.
Yeah.
It's like, start to cut some of this crap out. And I tell people, it's for a season.
Yeah.
Like when I, one of my first people in the business, he was making 10 grand a week. This is like my bigger story to get into the industry of direct selling. I said, no, it's a bullshit, it's a scam. And then I met a 25-year-old. making 10 grand a week. Mm. And he showed me. And I'm like, bro, what the,
Yeah.
And he told me, he's like, how bad do you want to make 10 grand a month?
Mm.
I said, really bad. He said, great. Take that TV, spin it around. No TV until you're making 10 grand a month. He said, most people won't even do that. He goes, I could guarantee you 10 grand a month in 12 months. And most people still would not turn on their PlayStation or Xbox.
That's right.
Right. So I actually turned my TV around and I went to 10 grand a month. So
yeah.
for the youth, for the younger people, by the way, all over the planet, you know, I'm in five countries in the Middle East in December.
Yeah.
Everyone has distractions. Start to eliminate those things. And then what you said, then you're adding in, get rid of negatives and then add in a little positives. 15 minutes is a big deal.
It's huge.
And you go little by little by little by little. And then eventually you're gonna build a great strategy and blueprint to go out there and create a successful life.
There's no doubt. How do these people then, if my belief, it is my belief, I think you support it. The number one reason they don't is the fear factor. And it's the fear of fucking up, making a mistake. My friends are going to judge me. My family's going to judge me. I tried. I got yelled at on the phone. Like, I made my call and they yelled at me. I made my call. They hung up. You and I both know the answer is who gives a shit next, right? That's the reality. How do we help people overcome this fear of taking action?
Well, for one, and I think Hormozy said it on one of his shows. He talked about like death. And honestly, it really did change my paradigm on a couple of different things. Someone asked him a question and he's just like, well, we're all going to die. I was like, wow, it's actually pretty fucking profound.
Yeah. You know?
And it's true, by the way.
Totally.
So he's like, dude, if we're all going to die one day and the people that are hated on you, talking shit, calling you names, blowing up your Instagram, calling you this and that and the third, they're all going to die one day. Why do we care so much about the opinions of other people, including our own family?
That's right.
With the same last name.
That's right.
So just do what you want to do. Like, don't let anybody try to take what your dream and your vision away from you. Just go out there and do it anyway. And the way to get this, like, I guess, mental programming installed in your mind, honestly, is constant space repetition of, like you said, the right information.
Mm-hmm.
Your info diet. I love that.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Like, if you listen to enough positivity, successful stories, ways to change your life, you know, people's morning habits and rituals and strategies, but whatever it is, eventually some of this is going to stick.
That's right.
And then you're going to be like, okay, let me start today. Like, people always say, I'm going to start next week. I'm going to start until 2025. You know, January 1st is just a couple of weeks away. It's like,
that's the worst, dude. The whole New Year's resolution, like, oh, I'm going to change it next year. Well, first of all, you still have a month and a half in this year. So you're going to do nothing, right? Like, you're just going to say, fuck it, wait till next year. And then the other part is, like, if people are listening and watching this right now, understand New Year's resolutions have some ridiculous, like, 95% in 30 days fail, right? But the reality is because they do this resolution of some grandiose vision, big fucking thing. Again, step one. Like, what is, like, incrementally give yourself some progress, right? So I will always talk about incremental progress creates the perfection, but it's, people want this perfect, oh, I'm just going to stop eating, you know, the diet thing, right? I lean into that. It's obvious. I'm going to stop eating, you know, anything with sugar. Bro, you know how hard that is for someone that, you know, if you're eating donuts every fucking day, that is not going to be easy.
Right.
But can you start to slow it down progressively? Yes.
Of course.
You know?
Little by little. Yeah.
And so the thing I think you do a brilliant job at is helping people actually take action in spite of. Because the fear is really all self-created. And I say it this way, and I basically say, your friends, and by the way, this is, I think it's 100% true, it was true in my life. My friends were already talking shit about me. Up until probably 5 years ago, my friends really didn't even know what the fuck I did.
Right.
They're like, I don't fucking know what Colby does. He does, he's out there selling real estate. He's doing this thing. Maybe he's a fucking snake oil salesman,
yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah.
Now I've created enough of a reputation and, you know, that they know what I do. But people are afraid of that judgment, right? My family's talking shit about me and judging me. Oh, Justin's just out there. And it's going to happen. They're doing it anyways.
I've had that my entire career. Because listen, network marketing is highly scrutinized.
Yeah.
It is. Because people's grandpas got pitched Amway.
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, they still do billions a year, right? People's moms got pitched Mary Kay. Like, I think there's like $1 billion a week paid out in commissions to our industry. Like, it's That's fucking wild. Massive.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, Herbalife is massive, right? But because people do it wrong.
Yeah.
And they say, okay, Justin, yeah, sign up, man. It's going to be $275 and, you know, you're going to be a millionaire tomorrow. It's like, dude, my first 12 months in the business, and this goes back to expectations. My first 12 months in the business, I was working eyes open to eyes closed. I made 13 grand.
Dude.
I didn't make shit.
That is crazy.
Busting my ass. But year two was six figures, right? And then it progressed. So taking action regardless, that's everything right there. That is,
yeah.
Like, and it's true. People are going to talk shit either way. I tell people, dude, it sucked being broke. And then when you're wealthy, you have other challenges you have to deal with. Now you got 15 different cousins you never knew about.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like everyone wants a loan. Everyone wants something from you. It's difficult to honestly build genuine friendships anymore.
Yep.
Like my like friends are from people I knew in third grade or people like, you know, Dar over here that when we met, dude, like, and we started, we were sharing one hotel room in shitty little hotels across Europe.
Yeah.
Building the business from scratch. You know what I mean? Like, it's hard for me to go, like, I can't go to the gym and go meet Brian. And because it's like, oh, the second he knows, oh, he lives at Porsche Tower.
That's right.
Rolls Royce. It's like, it's immediate. Like, what can I get from Justin? Well, oh, he has a Rolex. Oh, fuck yeah, we're going to be friends. It's like, dude. So there's challenges being wealthy. There's challenges being broke, dude. Choose your heart.
Choose your heart. I was just going to say that because there's always going to be hard, right? The things I go up against, and same with you, the challenges I face today are fucking hard. But when I was living on a couch, broke, I lost my first home to foreclosure. The repo man took my car.
Wow.
That's fucking hard.
Wow.
Like, where do you want to play the game? Where does the line get drawn, right? Living, for a lot of you maybe listening to this right now and aspire entrepreneurs, you might be paycheck to paycheck. That's fucking hard.
Yeah.
Like, not being able to, I just took my family, my entire family, my wife's mom, my kids, my wife's nephew, entire family to Hawaii. It was $25,000. Wow. I say that not to brag because you could do the same, but I say that for people to realize everyone deserves that.
Agree.
I don't just deserve that.
Right.
Everyone listening or watching this right now deserves it. But it's fucking hard to make that kind of money. That ain't easy.
It is. But we also, you know, I tell people it's not enough to be at the right place at the right time with the right people, right? You have to become aware that you're in the right place at the right time with the right people. And honestly, now it's like, a lot of people watching this, you know, some of them don't live in America, but I don't know, a decent amount of them live in America.
Yeah, there's like 95%.
Okay, so most of you live in America. So it's like, and I can talk shit about this part because I've been in 76 countries. I've showed up to Honduras with five guys picked me up at the airport with, you know, AR-15.
Yeah.
And they go, I went to Nigeria. They dropped me off at the hotel and the guy I'm with goes, don't leave your hotel. And I was like, ha, 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 ha. And he's like, no, no, no. You leave your hotel. You're not coming back to the hotel. We have an event tomorrow with 6,000 people. And you're getting picked up in the lobby tomorrow with seven, like, ex-military men. So what's my point? I say that to say this. Like, people don't understand how hard it is in other countries.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, give me a fucking break, dude.
And how good we have.
Like, I've done events in Mexico where I remember walking into people's homes. It would be like a carpet like this. And then underneath the carpet is just straight dirt.
Dirt.
And I'm talking to people, like, I have leaders in other countries, and they're like, yo, before the business and before I became a success, we rice, beans, and bananas three times a day. That's all we ate. They're like, meat? We haven't had meat in 7 months. You know how expensive meat is?
Yeah.
So, like, when I saw these things and I heard these things, I was in Mexico one time. Kid you not, man. I was staying with one of our leaders. I was with my friend, Alan, from America. And we were going to bed. We were sleeping in their living room because we were broke, too.
Yeah.
And I watched the father of the house literally take all the furniture. Never forget this shit. He stacked it, pushing against the front door. And they were stacking up. And I was like thinking, like, yo, what is he doing? Are they going to kidnap us, blah, blah, blah. And then I talked to the guy's son. And he said, no, the cartel has been going around villages. And what they're doing is they're taking people's wives and daughters. And they're saying, if you don't pay this amount of money next Sunday, like, she's fucking ours.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, like, I remember calling my dad and he's like, you guys are going to leave tomorrow and, like, get out of that city.
Yeah.
But I'm like, this is reality for people, dude.
And what I want to give you a round of applause, dude, there's little to no one that would have had the same hustle you have. Like, when you're telling me that story, I'm like,
I would never.
fucking sit there.
I know. Sometimes I think I'm fucking nuts too.
Right. I mean, honestly, but it's what it takes to achieve what you're trying to achieve.
Yeah. Because I always said I wanted to make a global impact. And then when I started going to other countries, that's what it's hard for me to do a lot of stuff in America, man. Because like, dude, the amount of excuses. Like our Egypt team, they were just in Mexico. We had a big international convention, like 5,000 people. And we were translating Arabic to English. And they were literally saying things to me like, it's amazing how you guys even use the word of like depression. Like to them, it's like, they don't understand. I know it's a real thing. I'm not saying it's not a real thing. Okay.
Yeah.
But they're like, come try to be depressed in Cairo, bro. You don't have time.
Yeah.
These guys are working 14 jobs. Like, and in America, like homie down the street won't show up to your event.
Yeah.
Oh, the ticket's $197.
Totally.
It's like, you can't fucking, like, what are we talking about?
What are we talking about? I say that a lot.
You say you want it, but dude, you don't want nothing.
Yeah. I have an incredible friend, been a mentor for me for decades, Ken Clother. He was talking about, you know, his biggest thing is he'll go to Haiti. So we as an organization built a village in Haiti.
Wow. Nice.
And that came from him actually personally first going to Haiti to help someone else build a village. And he said, what are we talking about here? Like when you don't have clean water to drink every day and your entire day exists of like hiking 8 miles with your entire family to get a cup of water, to hike 8 miles back, to share the cup, that's your entire day. And we complain about like, oh, I don't have money to pay for a $197 thing or whatever. Like, what are we talking about, right? Because it's just a lack of willingness to go get the thing or work, right? I had someone yesterday ask me like, hey, if money is tight right now, what should I go do to create some income? My answer, Uber.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
It's the greatest thing I'm like, this is the most brilliant entrepreneur thing out there because you can Uber from 4 in the morning to 11 a.m., 10 a.m., hit the airport runs, work all day long, and then go back to Ubering at 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., like you have the whole day to work still.
Yep. Dude,
that's it.
Yeah, but people won't do it.
No. You got to work. That's the challenge there.
And that's the thing that bothers me, man. Like I still do, you know, a lot of events in the U.S.
No doubt.
And all that.
Yeah.
But it's just different, man. Like, you know, I'll do an event in L.A. and whatever. 200 people are there and people are on their phones and they're texting. And like not recently, but a year ago, I went to Lima, Peru, and I was meeting people, and we had people drive multiple countries, like borders, to come to the event. Because they're like, there's a guy coming in from America. He's earned X amount of money. He's going to teach us how he did this.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we're like 16 hours is fine. I got so many stories about that.
I'm sure, man.
I went to Kazakhstan last year for the first time.
Wow.
The Russian-Ukraine war is going on. I watched a broken down, beat up, like bus, like, you know, like public transport bus. It looked like it was from the 60s.
Yeah.
And I'm talking to one of the guys who's speaking English to me. He said, this is true. Bro, 40 hours in a bus from Russia to Kazakhstan to go to this 2-day event, back on the bus, another 40 hours. Because the war was going on, their flights weren't there. And I hear this stuff, and I'm just like, I don't feel bad. I don't even know what I feel when I hear these things.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like, I grew up in Ohio in the Midwest, mom and dad married for 40 plus years. These people are traveling, you know, they didn't shower for 2 days. Like,
that's right.
I'm like, because, and it's desire.
It goes back to how we started this episode, which is how we should close. It's the desire. What do you want and who do you need to be to get it? And if you can find that one thing, dude, anything is possible.
Absolutely.
Anything is
possible. The right vehicle, the right mentor or mentors, people that have a proven track record. Not some of these ding-dong gurus on Instagram with all their bullshit right outside.
Yeah.
Like real documented people.
Yeah.
Listen, when I sat down with my current business partner of the last 9 years, his name's Chris, I sat down with him in Vegas and I said, Chris, I don't want to offend you, but so many people are full of shit. Before I sign on the dotted line here to take your company from where it is to where you really wanted to go, can I see tax returns?
Mm.
And he said, no problem. He showed me a tax return for a lot of money.
Yeah.
But you have to, I feel like you need to do that.
Of course.
In today's world.
You need receipts. I mean, I'm in real estate, right? Everyone and their mother is a real estate coach. Everybody, literally everybody. And if you can't show a home that you bought, a HUD where you made the money, if you can't do that, they shouldn't be coaching you.
Correct.
Right? If they don't have the receipts to say, this is what I've done, I'm really doing this thing, it's not made up, stop.
Yeah.
Move on.
Yeah. But people rather sell info on how to get rich than to get rich. That's what really pisses me off about the space. And Tony Robbins, he was on a show and he talked about, he said the best thing that ever happened in this space was like social media. And he's like, the worst thing that ever happened in this space, because you could, some kid can turn a camera around. Dude, did you know they have studios in LA that are built? They mock up exact private jets, the interiors of them. $200 an hour. You can go do a full photo shoot. We could go film a video in there. And the people in it look, I mean, dude, it's, you think you're looking at the inside of a G4 jet. It's honest to God. And I'm thinking, how that's even a legal situation.
Right.
Because they're going to go out there and sell how is that not a legitimate scam?
Yeah, you are manipulating people's ideas, concepts, vision of what you're actually
seeing. That's why when I meet people like you, I'm like, let's shoot real shows, real content.
Totally.
Talk about our fucking life.
Yeah.
And then help actually give people real information that they can take it and go out there and change their life.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you are not following Alex Morton Mindset, you are now. I promise you that. There is gold nuggets all throughout this thing, dude. And you and I could probably do this once a month.
For sure.
A week. We should probably. My point here, guys, this has been an incredible episode for me too. And I appreciate you spending your time here with Entrepreneur DNA.
Boys.
Making massive impact. Keep doing this stuff across the world. Hopefully you don't sleep on these carpets on dirt anymore.
We've upgraded.
I'm hoping. But guys, go make sure you follow him right now. If this changed your life at all, if there was one freaking thing that you can go impact your own life today, share this with two others so you can help someone else as well. Appreciate you, brother.
Hey, thank you for having me. Entrepreneur DNA, go out there, change your life, and then spend the rest of your life changing other people's lives. Let's go.
Let's go. See you on the next episode.